Hi, I'm Dave Hillowitz. So something exciting arrived in the mail, a toy from the distant past, from the 50s. It describes itself as an electric vibraphone. I'm sure that it's not exactly that, but I'm curious to find out what it is because I couldn't find any record of this toy anywhere else. So yeah, let's take a look at it. So first off, let me say, despite whatever it may say on the box, this does not appear to be an electric vibraphone. A vibraphone is an instrument that you hit with a mallet. If that's what this were, it wouldn't look like a little piano. It would look like a xylophone, or a glockenspiel, or something like that. Anyway, let's put a battery in and see what happens. Okay, I've got the battery in. For a second, the light lit up. But it's definitely not making any sound. Let's take this thing apart and see if we can figure out what it's supposed to do. As you can see, there are no screws at all. The whole thing is made of tin, and there are these metal tabs that you have to just kind of pry apart. So the top lifts off. Okay, so there's an array of bells. Here's what those bells look like from behind. There's also a spindle up here, and the spindle is connected to an electric motor. As we press down on the keys, the bells are raised up so that they hit the spindle. Of course, right now, neither the motor nor the spindle are spinning. The motor seems to be connected to the spindle by an old piece of string. I can move it by hand. The string looks pretty worn out, so I'm going to take that off. Often, when you have an old motor like this, one that probably hasn't been spun in 50 years or more, all you need to do to get it going is grease it a little bit and then spin it by hand for a little while. I'm going to try that. Okay, it's spinning. Now I'm going to put a rubber band on it and see if we can get the spindle going. Okay, I'm going to start it back up. Spindle's moving. I'm not actually sure how to play this. Ah, the secret is to hold down on the keys. This is really cool. The sound of the electric motor. It's pretty loud. It's like an electric train set. Still, it sounds a little bit magical. Okay, so we've restored the instrument to working order. Now it's time to do some research. So far, I hadn't been able to find any more of these for sale anywhere. The cardboard box that it came in doesn't have any kind of brand name on it, but at the bottom of the toy itself, there's a tiny little mark that says TN. I tried searching for the toy again, but this time using TN as a search term, and lo and behold, I was finally able to find a listing for another one of these on eBay, this time with a very different paint job. It turns out TN is one of several names that was used by a company called Nomura. After the Second World War, Japan became a huge producer of tin-plated toys. Nomura was one of the biggest manufacturers of these toys. A lot of them were battery-operated and had very clever designs. Hold on, I have to check out this monorail. How cool is this thing? I, like, want this. Oh, but not for $545. Anyway, almost all of their toys have now become collectibles. Some of their most famous toys are these iconic battery-powered robots. As far as I can tell, the so-called vibraphone in front of me is one of only a small handful of musical instruments that Nomura made. Although, I did find this. It's literally a guitar made out of tin. Coming back to the instrument we have in front of us, as we said earlier, it is not, in fact, a vibraphone. Vibraphones were invented in the 20s, got popular in the 30s and 40s, and by the 50s were really mainstream as a jazz instrument. So it's not surprising that a company hoping to sell a toy might slap the words electric vibraphone onto the box in the hopes of shifting a few more units. But still, seeing this clever little mechanism, I began to wonder if there wasn't some more serious instrument that might have inspired it. I started searching patent records with keywords like bell, electric, and keyboard. And I finally ended up on this patent. It was applied for in 1913 by a guy named Jefferson Deegan. As it turns out, Jefferson's father, a guy named John Deegan, was a massively successful musical instrument maker. He was obsessed with the idea of scientifically provable musical tuning, and he founded a company in the 1870s that produced highly tuned glockenspiels and bell instruments. He probably would have hated this toy because it's so out of tune. Anyway, in 1913, a full 40 years before this already ancient toy was produced, his company invented something called the Deegan Electrical Bells. It was essentially an array of bells that could be triggered by a piano keyboard, and it sounded very similar to this toy. Of course, as we can see from the patent, it uses a completely different system for triggering the bells. So even though it sounds almost exactly the same, it's of no actual relation to this toy. By a strange coincidence, Deegan's company was actually one of the first to produce real vibraphones. Again, no relation to this instrument. So anyway, I wanted to make a good recording of this thing, but the motor noise was too loud. So I pulled the motor out of an old broken record player, and I installed that in here instead. It's way quieter now. I've now recorded this thing and turned it into a decent sampler sample library. I recorded all the bells, but the only one that sounded really great was this one. So I recorded that note over and over again. Anyway, enough talk, let's try to make some music with this thing. We've got this backing track going that we've been listening to for a while. I'm going to try to use this bell instrument to make a lead melody. Just like that, we have taken a broken instrument from 1957, restored it, sampled it, and brought it into the 21st century. And now anyone can make music with it. The decent sampler instrument I made in this video is available for free. There's a link in the description to this video. If you enjoyed this video, it would be great if you could give it a thumbs up. Also, now is a great time to subscribe. It's free, and you'll be notified whenever I make one of these videos. Okay, I'm gonna go make some more music with this thing. See you soon!